When it comes to difficult questions, some people like to kind of sit on the fence. But what if there was no fence? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager, and Alec, we're looking at the laws of logic and one that doesn't allow any fence sitting.
John, the law of the excluded middle says a statement is either true or false. It has to be one or the other. There's no in between. For example, consider this statement. God exists. Either it is true or it is false.
Now, people can sit on the fence about this, right? I mean, if they're not sure what to believe about God.
Yes, we can sit on the fence in relation to the question. But the point is, God can't. His existence or non-existence, it's a matter of fact. We can choose to be agnostic, but that doesn't change anything.
Yeah, this is just like what I've heard before. People sometimes say, people don't believe in God like they used to, as if God's existence depends on us or our belief.
Yeah, no, I've heard it too. For the record, belief in God is by far the most popular position on the planet. I mean, the numbers are off the chart, but it's crazy to think that God's existence is somehow tied to his popularity. Imagine God pops into existence when people believe in him, and he pops out of existence when his numbers start to drop.
Right.
The law of the excluded middle states it's either one or the other. We can't make God exist by believing in him, just as we can't make God not exist by choosing not to believe in him. And this is a good place to start sharing reasons to believe God does exist, shining the light of his revelation in the world, in his word, and in the word, the Logos, Jesus Christ.
That's Alec McClellan, host here on Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, head to the website reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.